Blog Talk Radio.
I'm captivated, I'll say it, I'm on a whole new intrigue. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Everybody, how are you guys? Much love, God bless you, and I pray that God has got you right where he wants you. He's got your attention and he knows who you are and he loves you right where you are. Man, oh man, praise God. You know, when we want to get close to God, we know what to do, right? We praise him. And so that's what we're doing here today on Solar Records Radio. And man, just let the music just manifest itself in your spirit, in your life, and trust in God that he's got your back. He's got your back. And so what's going on, everybody? I hope you guys are good, and God has been good for you and to you. And trust me, even if you don't know him, he knows you. Okay, so just hang out, guys, and hang out with us, and let's get close to the God, get close to God together here on Solar Records Radio. Praise God, he is so good. I'm so blessed because, man, oh man, there's so many things about God that really have blessed me. And guess what? I got to tell you guys, today, as I was playing drums, praising God in church today, I got the spirit and jumped up off my drum. I couldn't contain myself anymore. right in the middle of like this very aggressive part, I just jumped up off my drum. I couldn't hold it anymore, and I was excited. But then I couldn't even think of when I was trying to get back to like, okay, the drum part. What's the drum part? I was so caught up in the spirit, man, and it felt so good. And the strangest thing for me, when I was trying to get back into it, it was stressing me out. I was like, I can't. I'm caught up in the spirit of God right now, and I was so excited about that, and it felt so good. And I was just like, I don't want to let this go, but I knew I needed to get back to the drum part. And so I did, and then afterwards I remember talking to my friends. I said, I don't know what happened. And they said, what are you talking about? That was unbelievable. We had a great time. That was good. I said, but I couldn't find the beat. They said, no one noticed that. It was good. It was good. So praise God. He carries us even when we're unable to carry ourselves. So praise you, Lord. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for Shalom. Thank you for your Shalom. See, Shalom is amazing because I'm going to tell you just a little bit about what Shalom is. You know, Jesus brought us to Shalom, right? He came here to bless us that way. And so I'm going to tell you right now, Shalom means, and I want you to remember this because it's important. I don't want to say it that way. You know what? I'm going to say it a different way. I know how God wants me, and that's not it right there. So I'm going to bless you. But this is really important. And I got to tell you, my brother James brought this up, and he said, what's Shalom? What is Shalom? You know, because it's talked about, God talked about, you know, I mean, so many, an English version of it means peace, right? But God, Jesus said, I didn't bring you peace. I brought you Shalom. So what is that? What does it mean? What does it mean? It means, and I'm going to turn this down because I need to make sure you hear me on this. It will bless you. It means what has been broken has been put back together. Whatever is broken, Shalom will put it back together. It's up to you. God says, I bring you Shalom. It's up to you to accept it and take it. That was broken, that which has been restored. That which was broken has been restored. So if you're in a situation and you're broken, Shalom will restore it. It will restore your situation. You've seen us. You've seen men and women that have old cars in their garage, and they're just stripping it down, and building it back up. You're like, what are they doing to that car in that garage? It's just been there forever. But it takes a minute to restore, because you got to strip off the old and rebuild it with the new. And that's exactly what God does for us in our situation. Allow him to restore you. Restore you. Like it says in the 23rd Psalms, right? Even though I walk through the valley and shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for God is with me. God restore my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, not mine, but for his name's sake. So I just want you to understand that restoring sometimes takes time. And you may not see it or feel it right away. It takes a moment. You know, we're talking change. We're talking about restoring something. And when you put it back together, it needs to be right. So be patient in your walk with Christ.
Be patient. Just because you ask him to save you from something or bless you in something, he hears you and he will work on it. But he needs your faith. He needs you to believe in him and trust him and start to prepare yourself mentally for that to happen. Because that is your faith. You're walking not by sight, but by faith. Not what you see, but what you believe. Man, he's so good. Which has been broken has been restored. That is so good. God restoring us is so good. Because, you know, we go through so much. And we sometimes we're so stressed out about what we're going through. It's so nice to just all of a sudden go, oh, wow, I feel better. It just happens. It just happens. I have been there where I was sick. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, I remember I got hit so hard in football. And I went into, I had a concussion, but I didn't know. I was young. I was in high school. People didn't talk about that stuff. They weren't talking about concussions. I mean, at least, to people like me, only in high school back in the 70s, they weren't talking about concussions. And I got a concussion playing football. Didn't know it. Didn't tell anybody. But I just felt kind of like lightheaded, kind of like not all the way there. Like, but then after the second week or so, and the thing going into the third week, that became my norm, just feeling that way. And things can become your norm, right? These things that are not good for us can easily become our norm. And we just get used to it. And we don't recognize that it's a problem anymore. It is something that we just have decided to accept and adopt. And even our friends and family, people that are around us, it just, they know, okay, that's just him. Or that's just her. That's who they are. You know, it becomes their norm as well. And so before you know it, that is just who you are. But then one day I woke up and I was like, whoa, I'm different. I felt normal again. And then I realized what normal was, because to me, that thing that wasn't normal became my norm. And I was good with that. I was okay with it until I realized what normal really was. And I came back and I was like, oh. And then at that point, then I started telling people like, something was wrong with me for a long time, but I didn't know what it was. And so then I felt okay with it after a while. And just, it's like, God, you get hit that hard that your brain is rattled. And my brain was rattled. And that's what happens to us in life. We can get hit with so many issues, so many bad things. And then after a while, you just settle. You say, well, I guess this is okay. I guess this is the way my life's supposed to be. I guess, you know, I'm supposed to be in jail for the rest of my life. Or I guess, you know, the cops are always going to chase me, you know. And I have a family member that I used to see him go in and out of jail all the time. And that became norm. I was like, oh, he's always in and out of jail. That's just normal. Until one day. He decided, I'm not going to do that anymore. I don't want to go back to jail. And he made the decision to do the right thing. And so it's really up to us to make the decision to make the changes happen. We can't depend on God to do everything. All he's asking for us is to receive his shalom. And you will get the peace that you're looking for in your life. But you got to receive it. He's given it to us. Receive it. bless you. Let God bless you. And he will. And I'm so grateful because I needed it. I needed to be able to show my humility. I needed that. I needed God to make me feel what I felt. I needed to be honest about what I was dealing with and who I am and what I'm doing and how I'm doing things that I shouldn't do and how some things I'm doing that's really good, but it's not balancing out because these other things are dark and it's breaking me and it's stopping my blessings. I need to be really honest about that. I need to be honest about the person that I'm with. Is this the best person to be with for me in my life? Or do I need to be with someone who's going to bless me, who's going to love me, who's going to help guide me? Do I really want what God sent when he gave a woman? Because man was not good by himself. So God gave us a helper. I want that helper that God gave us, the one that's going to bless me, that's going to love me, that's going to help me through whatever it is that I need so I could be the best man for her and for my family. And ultimately, it's about that integrity, right? Just, you know, can we move with integrity? Can we move with integrity? Can we just go, you know what? It's really, I was talking to a lady today, and I was saying, listen, we can have our differences, but we have to remember that we love each other first. It's okay to have our differences, because at the end of the day, if we still disagree, we should love each other despite the fact that we disagree about something. See, we put that first, put that up, make that. You know, this is it right here. We love each other despite whatever we're going through. And we could figure these things out as long as we remember that we love each other. Because with love, you have integrity, you have humility, you know, and you have honesty with love. And that protects you. It protects your relationships. So that's important. And we need to remember that. Very important. Integrity. It means a lot. So these are the qualities I believe that we need to get closer to God. And I pray that, you know, you all remember these things and apply them to in your life. But just, you know, open your Bibles. Find time when you and God can just be alone. And you just, you know, sometimes just pray, God, what do you want to share with me today? Just what do you want to share with me today? And to just open the Bible and start reading and see what that says to you. You know, God, guide me. Take control. I surrender myself to you. Please guide me. I need to do the right thing. I need you in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
God, we look to you tonight. Above the singing, God, above the music, above the songs, let your name be lifted high, Jesus. Let your name be honored, God. And we commit all that we are to you. Reach towards you, Jesus.
Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all.
thank you so much. We want to know you more, God. We surrender, we give our hearts to you. We trust you, Father. We feel your presence. We feel your praise, Father. Thank you for loving us right where we are. Thank you for caring about us to come back after your last sheep. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We're so grateful for the opportunity to know you. Thank you for knowing us. Thank you for creating us. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you. We lift your holy name up. Father, I ask a special blessing over the listeners, Father. Touch them right now. Heal their bodies, Father. Heal their minds, Father. Bless their souls. Touch them. Thank you so much for quickening my brothers and sisters and getting them so close to you. Thank you for the day. Thank you for another day. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you. Thank you for feeding us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for our families. Thank you so much for our teachers. Thank you for our preachers. Thank you so much for our jobs. Thank you so much for our retirements. Thank you so much for you, Father, giving it up all, giving all up for us. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you. Thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, we love you. Surrender.
Make his face shine upon you and be we agree. Amen.
He is for you. I'm telling you guys, He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He's with you in the morning, in the evening. No matter where you are, He is for you. He died for you. He loves you. He believes in you. He knows you. He knows you by name. He loves you. Trust God. Trust Him. Give Him a chance to just love you and help you through whatever it is you're going through. Shalom. He's giving you shalom. He wants to heal you. He wants to restore you. He wants to make you whole again, complete you. Come on, guys. Hold on to God. Trust Him. He will make you whole again. But you got to give Him that chance. He loves you so much. Thank you, God. Praise you, Lord. Thank you.
Beside you, all around you, within you, He is with me. He is with me. In the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going, your rejoicing, He is for you. May the favor, may the favor.
God is so good. He's so good, and He is for you. And I know some of my friends are really concerned and just don't know how to deal with this, how it makes them feel. They're just confused. And some of us are okay. We like, okay. I can do this. And you know, some of us are so on fire for God, and we are just running down the street on fire for God, but we can't forget our brothers and sisters who haven't got to know Him yet. We gotta go back. We gotta reach back. We gotta love each other. We gotta pull, as many on as many of our brothers and sisters as we possibly can. We gotta take that one candle. That one candle and light another until this world is illuminated. Until we all are being blessed and loved by Christ. That we know that we are all being blessed and loved by Christ. Until God knows that we all know that He loves us and we love Him back. That we receive His shalom. He has blessed us with. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. He loves you. He loves you. Man, oh man, that was the song that I played today. And right in the midst of it, I got the spirit. I just jumped out of my drum seat. And I just was like, oh, this is so good. I just wanted to jump up into God's arms. I wanted Him to hold me. I wanted Him to grab me back. I want to feel Him. but I don't want to leave the earth too soon. I want to watch my kids grow. I want to watch my wife do what she does. I want to watch my church grow. I want to watch my family grow. I want to be able to grow stronger in my worship. I want to be able to grow stronger in my relationships with my friends. And I want, there's so many things I want to do, but ultimately it's up to God. And I want to be able to meet him one day and for him to say, I love you. You did good. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I can't wait to hear that. I want that so badly. And it's only one way to achieve that. And that is to lean on his words. To absorb him. To study. To try to figure out. He says, seek Wardell, seek Greg, seek to all the listeners in the world, and you will find, seek me out. You will find the truth. Thank you, God. Thank you so much for, you know, just the wisdom to get down this roadmap of life. Thank you for leaving us the basic instructions before leaving Earth, which is the initials for the Bible. The basic instructions before leaving Earth. And I know that that is my roadmap back to my Savior, who loves me recklessly. He loves us. He loves us so much. Recklessly. Come on. Trust me.
Spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind. mountain you won't climb, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was a devil.
God, you're so good. And guys, I have to tell you, I have a confession to make. Normally this show is for an hour, but I just love the way God is just blessing the spirit right now. I don't want to stop it, so I added another half an hour. So it's just going to be good praise and worship music, and I hope that, you know, this music will bless you and keep you. I want to play a song I grew up with back in the 70s. Oh, man, and it was so much fun for me, and it got me closer to God as a young man. So kick back and relax and enjoy the show. We love you so much here at Soul Art Records Radio. God bless you. That was one of those songs that we pray. It was like in the park, Fairmount Park in the city of Philadelphia. And whoa, it was so beautiful. You can hear her. She was really feeling that. And I know for some people it's like a little overboard. But for some of us, it's just like, wow. I mean, she put it all out there on the line. And it was just a beautiful song. And for me as a young man, it really helped to pull me in, like, wow, you know, watching this lady, you know, just putting it all out there, saying she wants to see her Savior, and she's going to do what she has to do. And a lot of times we don't recognize, like, the hard hardships that some people are going through. And, there's a song called Wildflower, and it talks about, you know, this woman that's just, you know, how women, they carry a load, and a load that, you know, that they didn't even, weren't responsible for. It was just something that was delivered to them, and they carried that load. Rather it been a bad relationship with someone who cheated on them, or someone that was beating them, or someone that made them feel less than, or just the stress of, you know, raising a child by yourself, and just so much that goes on, and she's carrying this load, and it's over and over, but at the same time, she's holding on to her faith that, that God, I know you can, I know you're there, and I know that you're going to see me through this, you know, and they just do what they have to do to get past it. And sometimes we see our brothers and sisters out there that are just doing what they have to do every day just to get through it, just to get past it. And you know what? It's so amazing. I see sometimes I'm driving early in the morning and I see people sitting at bus stops and it's freezing cold and they're sitting out there to go to work, to raise their families, to do whatever they can to bless their families. And then they sit on the same bus stops coming back. And they all day long, I mean, then, you know, they go to work and they work all day long, working hard. Those are the stars of the world to me. Those are the real heroes that just, you know, go through whatever it takes to make sure that they provide for their families. And so my hat's off to them, my heart's out to them, and I just praise God for them and ask him to just bless them and help them to be strong in those moments when things just don't seem like it's going to get any better. There's so many people that have sacrificed so much for their families, and they don't get the praise. But Jesus sees you, God sees you, and he knows you, and he loves you. And someday he will give you all of that. You just keep doing the right thing. You keep letting love guide you. And love will protect you. Oh, God. Thank you so much, God, for those people. Thank you for my mom loving me and taking care of me and my dad, and I'm not putting me in a trash can and or in a box or someplace dropping me off, or you know, but they decided that I was their child, and they raised me, they fed me, they changed me, they sent me to school, they blessed me. Thank God for all those parents who bless their children. I know that you shouldn't get a cookie for something you should do, but there's so many people that are not doing what they should do that we have to be grateful for the ones that are doing what they should do. So I'm just grateful for the good people. I'm grateful for people with integrity and love, compassion, honesty, faithfulness. Thank you. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for loving us. We're grateful for you. Thank you. Let's meditate on Christ right now. Whatever you're going through, just take a little bit of time right now and just meditate on Christ. We love you and we're grateful for you. blessing us all and keeping us and taking care of us. Thank you for being the best God there is. Thank you so much for your sacrifices. Thank you so much for giving us love. Thank you so much for teaching us about love and showing us love. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you, God, for just being who you are. We are so blessed, and we are so grateful for you. We're so grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ. We appreciate everything that you do. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask all our blessings, God. Amen and amen.
Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope, no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in, when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace, so washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you. Released from my chains, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt. He called me his friend. When death was arrested and my life began. Oh, oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you. Yes, it's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new. Now life begins with you. Oh.
Our Savior displayed on a criminal's cross. Darkness rejoiced as though heaven had lost.
y'all. Be encouraged, boo. Come on. A long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
Okay, now that was fun. My. I just love that. And I've been looking for you. Lord, have mercy. And how many of us been trying to find the right way? And eventually we find our Heavenly Father and we say, Lord, this is so good. I have been looking for you. And it is good. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today here, Solar Records Radio, hanging out with me. And we just really appreciate that very much. We just pray that God blesses your week and that you have a beautiful one. Remember to love on somebody and just show that love that God is giving you, right? Show it. Share it. It is a blessing and it is an honor to be loved by someone who really sincerely is loving. Let God use you as a vessel to bless his children, to bless his kingdom, and you will be blessed indirectly because he is that good. He is all that and a bag of chips, as they may say. Anyway, guys, thanks so much. And go be with God. And we had a nice little extra, a little extra half an hour today because I just thought that that's what God wanted. That's what he wanted. And so, all right. Well, have a blessed week. And I'll be back on Tuesday. Tuesday. But T. Meyer and Don Fleming will be back tomorrow. So, you know, come hang out with us some more if you would like. We do appreciate that. And we love you guys. And tell a friend about Solar Records Radio as we try to be a blessing to everybody. And we are blessed by you guys. So thanks so much. You take care and have a blessed one. Thanks, Greg, for all your work. We appreciate you, my brother. God bless you. And you guys all be good. And just remember, the reason, Jesus is the reason for all seasons. Good night. God bless. Take care.
Tell me.